Coalition troops in Afghanistan get their provisions, their food, uniforms, equipment, by truck, usually through Pakistan. Militants in Pakistan torched 160 trucks chocked full of supplies for U.S. forces in Afghanistan yesterday. The Pentagon says the loss will not have a significant impact, but attacks on U.S. supply lines through Pakistan are on the rise. Now, there's a military saying, amateurs study tactics, professionals study logistics. David Lamb is one of those professionals. He served as Chief of Staff of Combined Forces Command Afghanistan from 2004 to 2005. It was his job to keep the troops there fed and clothed, armed and equipped. Lamb is now retired from the Army. He's working with the National Defense University in Washington. He says at the moment there are only two routes that can be used for supplies, and both go through Pakistan.
The bottom line is that there is no other way. There is no other way to get large amounts of equipment in and out of Afghanistan right now. You are locked on that line of communication.
So, it's incredible to think that for all the supplies that we need in Afghanistan, and presumably more as more troops are sent there, as Barack Obama is promising, that there are only two main routes, two main passes. So we've got the two routes. We're reliant on Pakistan. When you were there, was it as dangerous as it appears to be now?
No, when I was there 2004, 5, late 2003, the security situation on the ground was quite a bit more permissive. In fact, in the winter of 2004 and 5, because of weather, that's another constraint that will be coming up here in the next few months, but because of weather, those passes closed down because of heavy snow, and at that time we had vehicle convoys backed up for about a mile long, and quite remarkably, nothing happened to those convoys.
And were they just stuck there?
They were just stuck because of the snow.
For how long?
They were there 2.5 weeks.
Are there accommodations? Are the drivers, these are Pakistani drivers?
Yeah, they're hard folks. They basically sleep in their vehicles and sleep alongside the road. Many of them are contractors who do that as well, not American contractors, but Pakistani contractors. And they're hired in to bring the supplies in. And what we refer to as jingle trucks, because they decorate them in a certain way. But they were backed up for miles as the snow closed the passes. And it's not a matter of taking a bulldozer up there. Most of those passes are actually cleared by hand in many ways, with just guys with shovels off clearing the road.
I wonder, as we look toward the future, toward the next administration, when Barack Obama is promising to greatly ramp up the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan, that is presumably going to mean an increase in supplies. Is the United States held to a certain figure, a certain amount of troops on the ground because of the logistics, because of the difficulties and danger in getting provisions to the troops?
Not necessarily. Obviously, a consideration on how many troops you have on the ground and what we call the strategic consumption rate is for all of those soldiers. But then there's the air bridge out of Manas, the Kyrgyz Republic. We have had an agreement there for an air base. So there's an air bridge in.
Well, why aren't more supplies flown in right now? Why don't they come in by air?
Air is expensive. It's like you do, ground transport or air transport. And air transport, you can't move the short tonnage. I mean, when you're talking about tons and tons of supplies and particularly fuel, moving fuel to our forces is basically a ground operation. So air, it is no way to supply a war. It's great to get started. It's great to have a reserve if you have to fly things in for a short period of time by air. But over the long haul, it's sea and ground transport that supply these major operations.
Colonel Lamb, for those of us not on the ground there, you have been there. Just tell us one more thing that we would need to understand in terms of what it takes to supply the troops who are in Afghanistan.
It's probably one of the most difficult logistical operations any military has undertaken. I mean, the Soviets found this out in their war against the Afghans. It is, for all intents and purposes, on the ground, from an infrastructure perspective, a 17th century country. There are no major roads. They were never there. The Ring Road is there, but it's a two-lane highway. It is extremely forbidding terrain, the altitudes, the weather extremes. It is a logistical miracle that we have been able to do what we've been doing for this number of years. Working in Bosnia-Herzegovina is child's play to what NATO has to do every day to keep folks supplied inside of Afghanistan.
All right. David Lamb, who is now at the National Defense University in Washington, he was the U.S. military's chief of staff in Afghanistan from 2004 to 2005. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
To hear David Lamb's views on possible future supply routes through Russia and even through Iran, go to theworld.org.